What are you going to look for out of Scott in these preseason games, Tolzien? Because last year he was competing. This year it looks like his job. What do you want to see out of him?
Scott Tolzien?
Yes, sir.
I want to see Scott Tolzien perform at a high level. Just same expectation of everybody that's going to get on the field. You know, as far as play time, we'll discuss that in the morning with the coaching staff, you know, after we correct and review today's practice. But, you know, the expectation for all those guys is to get out there and perform and play their best of ability. And our goal is for everybody to play in the game. So whoever travels to New England will play. That's our outlook.
Mike, last year when you didn't play Aaron, Jordy, and Eddie in Tennessee, was that the plan all along, or was that because the rain was so crappy and you didn't want to risk those guys?
Don't recall, really. I don't know if it was the rain or if that was the plan going in. So I haven't looked at – I don't look at prior years to determine, you know, what I'm looking for. Now, we have a historical chart of what every player has played in each game. So, and that'll be part of our play time report tomorrow as a coaching staff.
But when you say that everybody who's traveling there is going to play, then your inclination is to play all those guys.
I said that was our outlook. I didn't say it was the result. It was an outlook, like your guys' opinion. I mean, the outlook is for everybody that goes to New England gets to play in the game. And that's what we would like to accomplish.
Subject to potential change.
Hopefully not.
Mike, in your experience, is there a certain position group or two that really – can show what they can do a little bit more when the game is being played rather than in practice?
You know, I think it's really for the game. Time and time again, you'll see young players that have a rough time in the first 10 days of training camp because it's, you know, it's a different installation every day, and then they kind of catch their groove hopefully near the end. I would think yesterday's practice, today's practice, tomorrow's work will give them an opportunity to prepare to play in this game. So, you know, maybe that'll – their consistency line will flatten out some and go out and play very well. But it happens every year. It happens every year where you go play a game and some guys play better than you think than they would, and some guys don't play as good. So, and that'll happen all through the preseason. Hopefully it doesn't happen very much during the regular season.
Why did you guys decide to end the punting competition so early?
Well, Cody, number one, did a very good job. It was really started with a roster – in the 90-man roster conversation, and I feel strong about Tim Mastay and, you know, moving forward with him. So, but I had a very good conversation with Cody. I thought he was a true pro the whole time he was here. He put a lot of extra time in, and he definitely can punt in this league.
Did you add someone to the roster?
You just had Ted in there, didn't you? Those are questions for Ted. No, not right now.
How often do you see a guy who doesn't perform all that well? You're kind of alluding to it, but he performs well really in the games and not as much in the practice. Do you see that much anymore in a preseason, especially with?
I mean, you hope not, but it does exist, and I think it's even tougher because of the amount of practices you have. So, but you know, that's why you look at the whole picture. You know, so all the variables apply. You know, potential, fit, obviously performance in practice, performance in the game is the most important. We got a long ways to go before we get down to making those decisions. But, that's why you evaluate everything every day.
When young guys are out there, are you – the first thing you're looking for is to make sure they're doing the right thing when they're supposed to be doing it, more so than maybe they make a splash play?
I don't really look at them as young guys anymore. I mean, I know our training regiment has opportunity. We have young player meetings after the correction meetings in the afternoon. Some go into the evening. So, and that's just to make sure that they're getting the extra one-on-one time because of how fast we've gone since day one in the off-season program. So, but as far as being here today, I don't really look at them that way. I'm looking at them as a – is this guy going to be a member of our football team? So, the learning part is over. I mean, we're training. We're the cohesiveness and coming together. That's the process we're in right now. So, and if they can't fit into that process, then obviously it doesn't look very good for them.
How much more weight, Mike, does the game performance carry over practice performance? I know you put it all together, but is the game considerably more important, is performance in the game?
The game is the most important, but we look at every variable. Practice is looked at, you know, their interaction, their potential, so how they fit in the locker room, good teammate. So we look at everything.
You've done some of the things that Brett Hundley has shown to be strengths in the past, ability to make plays with his legs, his ability to extend plays, improvise, those things. I feel like the game setting is kind of tailored to, for him to showcase some of those strengths that maybe you don't get to see in practice.
Well, I think Brett and Matt both. I mean, the first thing is they don't get the reps. So, I mean, your ability to evaluate in team periods is clearly lower than Aaron and Scott. So, I think you have to obviously note that. So, when things don't go right, it gets heightened just because of the numbers. But they'll play a lot more than, you know, the practice reps they get. So, I think that naturally gives them a chance to jump out and do some good things.
Mike, last week you said the inside linebackers needed to make some more plays. What's your impression of how they sort of responded to that, and have they done what you've wanted them to do in the days since then?
Well, the inside linebackers are improving. I think that clearly is a position that is really stressed by more responsibility. I mean, there's a lot of communication there. They have a lot more on their plate. I've always felt the closer you are to the football, the more responsibility you have. I know that's a case on offense, and you see that particularly up the middle of our defense as far as the responsibility for communication and so forth. So I think this week of practice of getting ready for a game definitely helped them.
How did Clay make it through yesterday with practice?
He took his allotted reps, so did some good things. I anticipate he'll practice today.
Mike, as a coach, how do you evaluate? You talked about the game being the most important part of the evaluation. How do you evaluate, especially like the second half or even the last three quarters of the game, when it's a lot of inexperienced guys, a fair number of guys that aren't going to be here? How do you figure out how well a guy's playing when there's a lot of variables that are influencing, whether it's Brett Hundley or whoever, how effective they are?
Well, number one, you got to understand the variables. I mean, that's how you evaluate. You have to have a clear understanding of everything that goes on the field. You know, sometimes when mistakes are made, it looks like the obvious is maybe being on the lineman, where it clearly could have been the back or the quarterback. So, you know, there's calls that are made. There's a number of things that go on. Frankly, even the coaches don't know until they come to the sideline, and the communication is amongst the players and the staff of what exactly happened. So it's just being in tune with all the variables. And the third and fourth quarter, frankly, is no different than the first and second quarter, because football's football. I mean, there's things you're looking for from your football team and the players that exemplify that, particularly in the areas of fundamentals, you know, and being productive and performing at a high level, regardless of the mistakes around them or the mistakes that they make. I mean, that's all part of the evaluation.
Back to the quarterbacks, Mike. Is that why, you know, when the Matt or Brett just get a snap or two in reps, suddenly they're doing four, five, six play series, let's say, and back-to-back series. You can learn so much more on how they are handling the huddle situations when they're running a couple of series in succession rather than just a snap.
I like the answer to your own question. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like playing. I mean, it's you definitely and they're, you know, quarterbacks. Obviously, the amount of communication that they're responsible for, the inside linebacker, the safeties. So, I mean, it's definitely game. The game time is the biggest challenge, especially on the road. This would be great for us.
Mike, it wasn't that long ago that you carried five tight ends into the season. What do you think you have right now there behind Andrew and Richard?
Well, I think we have a really good group. You know, we have two fullbacks, and we have a number of halfbacks. You know, there's that kind of runs together. You know, it's just – yeah, absolutely. I think if you watch the way we play and responsibilities of the backs and the tight ends, there's a lot of carryover. So special teams is a huge factor in those three particular areas, three particular positions on who moves forward.
Two more, please. Mike, Rajon Neal got hurt in that first preseason game last year. You guys obviously felt enough about him to bring him back. What have you seen out of him in that competition?
Oh, he's definitely more comfortable. I mean, he's explosive. You know, the screen he had was, you know, a big-time play out there. And so he's doing a lot of good things. He's smart. you know, he's, you know, availability. I think, you know, once he crosses that bridge, I mean, he's a talented young man.
Mike, how interested are you just yourself out to see what your second offensive line does in this game? I said, how interested are you to see what your second offensive line does in this game? Do you have any particular curiosity about how they might perform in this game?
I'm not sure where you're going. I'm excited to see them all play. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to play pretty well, frankly. I think our second group of offensive linemen, you know, clearly is, it might be as high as we've ever had here. I mean, we have a lot of guys competing for jobs there, and this group of offensive line, from experience, talent, the young guys with the vets, the veterans helping the young guys, this is an outstanding group.
Mike, we asked you a lot about Clay's knee the last several days. We didn't ask you about Daniels because we didn't know he wasn't going to practice yesterday. Is that a relatively minor thing with his ankle?
I'm hopeful Mike will practice today. I mean, that's what he told me yesterday. So I'm talking to him this morning about it. So he's trial return. It's trial and error, as Tom would say, but a trial return. Sure.